Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey everyone, Alex Italanda here. Before we get this week's Behind the Ostium started, I just wanted to talk about the Ostium Sagas. It's a spin-off series I've come up with where Steve finds an ancient tome hidden in the Ostium network and begins recording the stories within its pages of people going through Ostium doors and getting stuck in whatever time they're in. Right now, it's only being released on our Patreon. However, you can get instant access to the number of episodes already released by becoming a patron at any level. To do that, all you have to do is head on over to patreon.com/ostiumpodcast and become a member for as little as $1 or $2 a month and start listening to this original series. New episodes are released every week, and the Ostium Sagas is going to be running for a long time. Once again, that's patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. Okay, on with this week's Behind the Ostium. Welcome to another Behind the Ostium, and now we're diving into the final episode of Season 4, Episode 40, Last Accidental Hero, Part 2. So, Dwayne, did you know this was the season finale? I mean, I know I set up these seasons usually with 10 episodes, so you kind of know it, but do you check with shows when you listen to podcasts to see when the finale episode is so you know it's coming?
I believe I did know. And it could just be that I was expecting it was the 10th in the season, so I was expecting it to be. I generally don't read the show notes until after I listen to it. So I don't generally check a show's website either for like if they're plotting out here's all the release dates for the season. I don't generally do that either. And it's usually just because sometimes I'm catching up with shows, and yeah, I may be listening to the season finale months after the fact.
And sometimes it can, so then you kind of just leave it as a complete surprise, because unlike with reading a book, you kind of know when you're coming towards the end, because you can feel how many pages are left. So right. with ebooks, it can be a little tricky, especially if they have extra stuff on the end that you don't even know about.
True.
And again, to make a Stranger Things reference, because I'm working through that final episode, that is the 9th episode of the season, but it's 2.5 hours long. I mean, I don't know why they, I don't know if they were contractually obligated to only do 9 episodes when it should have clearly been 10 to 12, but it's just interesting. Anyway, random point. In this final episode, we have specific music to set the atmosphere for it. But I also sound designed a kind of like a palette of background sound to show that they're in this totally different and unique place that doesn't end until they leave whatever the strange place is. And that was totally intentional. With Monica's description, we know that this is the other ostium that Steve was in before. Again, the audience is familiar with it, but it's new to Monica. And then we get kind of a little back and forth again, where we can switch to Jake's POV. And so one, you know, he's alive, always important. But with the same kind of atmospheric sound design, you know, he's in the same place as her. And so like the beginning of the season, it's going to be a setup where they now need to find each other. Well, Jake doesn't know Monica's there, but Monica's now got to go find him and kind of track him down. Actually, yeah. So that's pretty much like a kind of mirroring effect from the beginning of the season, when they knew something else was out there and they didn't know it was the people they knew. Again, it's something the listener is fully aware of, but the characters don't, and that helps to ramp up the tension and drama as the listener wonders how it's all going to fall out. We have Jake theorizing as to how they got to this state and what this thing is that brought him in here, that dragged him through. He doesn't know if the ideas he come up with will turn out to be something that I might use in the future of Ostium. We'll see. I'm just playing around with stuff. But again, all this stuff I'm just writing as I'm, you know, working it out on the page. So a lot of them are just ideas coming into my head. And if they work for the character, they stay. With Jake thinking the creature is after him, now we know exactly what it is. It makes sense. It's coming after Jake. Other Jake isn't there, so it's coming for him and can sense his power. The reason the creature doesn't just kill Jake is because it knows it's not the right Jake, that there's something odd about it. It knows it's a Jake, but not the Jake that it truly wants, but it still knows that it's a Jake that's important to have in its captivity. It's still got a lot of anger stuff, a lot of anger issues going on with this creature from what's been going on with it. And so it wants to do something against this other Jake. We have the intentional mimicry with the mid-season episode with the back and forth of Monica and Jake, but things are a lot more tense now. With the voice, we now know for sure it's the creature from the end of season 3, because you can hear it, though this is the first time Monica is hearing it. I had fun doing fake out with the creature coming for Jake and turns out to be, oh yes, Monica, that bit where Jake thought he was about to get the showdown with the creature and he thought his number was up and it was Monica. Did that work for you, Dwayne?
I do remember being surprised, but I don't remember it being a total surprise. Mm-hmm. It definitely was one of those. It, like you were saying, you're definitely doing things throughout the entire story to in this episode specifically to build mm-hmm. the tension. Right. So it was a little bit of a, I don't want to say comic relief, but almost comic mm-hmm. relief when they realize who each other is.
Well, and again, when you have constant building and building of tension, and again, to point out Stranger Things, which has 2.5 hours of basically building tension, and you're like, this is a lot to take an emotional toll on me. I need to go take a break and stir at the sun for a while. And it's one of the things that works so great on TV, but I think it still worked well in the podcast form.
Yes.
So as we have the final showdown, we realize that the creature is able to adapt and overcome their attack as they start fighting it. And so I had to come up with a way, well, they need to, you know, basically turn up their attack to 11 in some ways. And then I had to pick up a nerdy joke and go with Ghostbusters and to cross the streams. I guess I could have gone with, we need to go turn to number 11, but crossing the streams worked better.
Yeah, I think so. Both would have worked, but that one works good.
I didn't know as I was writing it that this wasn't an evil creature once it was beaten and was just really a helpless being that had gone through so much. Again, as I was writing it, it just felt like a monster. But then once they've reduced it and it's given up and it's just collapsed, Jake and Monica really can realize this and have empathy for it and sympathy about what it's been through, because they probably surmise that after everything they've gone through too, this might be a similar being, because unless it's other evil Jake, they know everyone else has gotten screwed in the Ostium network. So the obvious next step is to help her, to reassure and support her, just like they had done for each other for so long. When I was writing this episode, I felt pretty sure they were all going to make it back okay. But as I got to the specific point, Jake made it clear he wasn't going to be able to make it with how weak he was, even though he didn't want to let anyone know he couldn't do it because he's Jake. If I'd gone with having them all get back and everyone just being perfect and happy, it might have felt like a little too far-fetched, like I'd pushed Jake too much. This felt right for the show and the story, and I think it worked really well as a extra level of conflict then to have things turn out not just how you thought. Again, we have the similarity with the end of season two with Jake being gone and Monica being left back at the Ostium network. But again, I wanted to change things up again as I'm writing it. And so Monica makes the creature open an Ostium up for her to get her through. It gave me a chance to have Monica yell the F word really loud, which I'm sure she enjoyed George recording many times and play around with that. At this point, Monica knows she's abandoning Steve for Jake, especially after finding him so soon. She knows it's a big sacrifice, but she does it because she loves Jake more. And I think because she knows Steve is relatively safe here at the Ostium network. Jake can be anywhere, and it's going to take her to go find him and save his ass, basically. And so she doesn't even care where she ends up. She just needs to go through the Ostium and try and find him. And that's how it ends.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What have you got, Dwayne?
So I did have a note about the creature being angry. And at the time when you're hearing the first interactions between Jake and the creature, you're not really sure why it's so angry. I wasn't really sure what it wanted to do to Jake or why. So just the fact that you were saying she was more angry at the evil Jake, but this was a Jake and she was ready to take out any kind of frustration she may have had on any Jake that happened to be around. Right. That makes a lot more sense, especially with what I know comes later.
Exactly. Yeah. And what she's gone through to where she is now.
Exactly. I did like the description of the clock tower, which just stretched up into infinity. It was a good visual for a podcast. You always want those visuals. And when Jake opens the door back to the Ostium network, to the rock, I do remember thinking I can't remember exactly what he was saying, but he was saying something. I'm like, he's not going to even attempt to save himself. Oh, and then it sort of fulfilled itself that no, he didn't. And I didn't know where it was going to end after that. So I was really shocked when Monica then had the creature open an ostium for her to dive right through into season 5, so to speak, and attempt to go save Jake. When I remember thinking about it, and I'm like, we know when people are around Jake, they seem to have a little bit more control over what happens with the doors. But when he's not around, I just assumed everybody was and had no control. So she was like diving wildly into, some kind of a randomizer, and who knew it was going to spit her
out. Really, if you think about it, it could be anywhere, anytime.
Correct. Yeah. It was for cliffhangers. It was a really good cliffhanger.
And the only thing she knew was it wasn't the Ostium network.
Correct. Yeah. And, well, that'd be really terrible luck to open an Ostium right behind you.
I think as I was writing it, I don't remember because it's years ago now, but I feel like this was I stuck with what I was writing here with Monica needing to find him. And then after that, I came up with the concept of, wouldn't it be cool if she was they were jumping around on different shows and doing crossovers, and that kind of inspired all that. I came up with that concept first and then, came up with this last scene to kind of link it together. This one came first, and then I came up with the idea for doing crossover episodes in season 5. Which we'll get to eventually.
Yeah, it definitely worked well.
Mm-hmm. Good job on brain and characters doing what they need to do. Changing things up, especially after the end of season 3, where Steve and Jake go through and are doing it just fine, even though they're similarly exhausted running away from the creature. Yeah. Is that all you got?
That's all I have.
All right, so that wraps up, finally, season 4 of Ostium. I'm not sure. Like I said, my schedule is getting a little more secure now, so you might be able to start doing some season 5 stuff, but I have to start going through and doing some notes on that. Any last thoughts for season 4?
thinking back on the whole season, it had a really good arc.
Mm-hmm.
The way that it had the characters interacting.
Yeah.
And there was definitely a lot of growth. I mean, because Monica got to a point at one time where she was not trusting what Steve was saying, and you know, so it was definitely a lot of
answering conflict questions, resolution.
Yeah,
stuff. The, you know, instead of just asking 100 more.
That's true. That's true. Thinking about that, it answered more questions than it asked,
which is rare.
Yeah, because I mean, the only question that you're thinking about by the end of the season finale is, where are Jake and Monica?
Where are they now?
And
we've learned more about Steve too, and that we didn't know, and Zhang, and just everyone's kind of grown in advance.
Right, and you feel those two are, like you said, more or less safe on the rock.
Mm-hmm. That's probably the other reason too. Monica, I'm sure, could have seen some of that with the two of them, and again, leaving Steve on the Austin network with Zhang felt like, you know, leaving them in control of a super quantum AI. It's like he doesn't have anything to worry about.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Are you ready for truly hydrated skin? Meet Hyaluronic Body Serum, a breakthrough in body care from Osea. It's clinically proven to instantly increase hydration by 161%. Their lightweight, fast-absorbing serum delivers 24 hours of nonstop hydration for silky, smooth skin without the sticky afterfeel. Osea's latest innovation combines the magic of their best-selling Hyaluronic C Serum with a new formula that's good for the whole body and 5 types of hyaluronic acid to target every layer of the skin. Osea is a woman-founded, women-led brand that's been crafting seaweed-powered products for nearly 30 years. The best part? Everything Osea makes is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Treat your skin to clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code SUMMER at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code SUMMER.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Hi everyone, Steve here from the Ostium Network. To pass the time here at the Ostium Network while I'm waiting for Jake and Mum to come back, I've been immersing myself in audio dramas. One podcast I've been really enjoying recently is The Sleep-Wake Cycle. It's this great blend of supernatural horror and dark fantasy, even with a bit of noir thrown in. The neurodivergent Stroud twins were born during the Night Plague of 1983, and after a lifetime apart have been finally reunited. As reclamation agents, it's their job to restore the country to its former glory by getting it back from the kings and queens below the world. This show runs the gamut from paranormal investigation to outright cosmic horror. Right, so that's The Sleep-Wake Cycle, which you can find wherever you listen to your podcasts, or just check out rustyquill.com for more information.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.